prophecies of doom. They say the end is close, it's coming fast. Not every single one of us is gonna last. So stand and fight, or kill, or suffer now. It'll be one less motherfucker to kill. Skin, sun, burn, smell, scorched and torn. This pain is real, you can't ignore. War is coming. War is coming. War is coming. War is coming. Arm yourself with the right to kill it will. Shoot to kill it, there for you. Time to choose or die. Blood's pouring from the hole in your side. Take the pain, it'll focus and strengthen you. Take the pain, or your life's looking through. Face the pain, let it become part of you. Take the pain. War is coming. War is coming. War is coming. War is coming.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, the audio bonus for Patreon members of www.gruntfreepress.com. The GFP Army, that's what we call ourselves. I'm Absolute Deicide, and if you're listening to this without being a paid premium member, if you maybe stumbled onto this from some kind of torrent site or something like that, you know, if you're one of those thieves using Napster or LimeWire, just know that you're in violation of federal trade law. All of my files are encrypted with the IP stealing Trojan, and I'm 100% going to exercise my legal rights to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. I've got to protect my brand, my precious intellectual property rights. So I believe the punishment is death, I think, if you get caught doing that. So I don't know. Last time I checked, podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address, which is once again is only available to Patreon subscribers. I mean, you can send it in if you're wondering, like, how come nobody, I haven't heard you like responding to any emails or anything like that. It's not because I don't get them. It's just, I get hundreds a week, and I just, I only respond in the Patreon episodes, though. So it's like a Patreon post that I do. So, so if you're wondering, like, how come he's not answering all my emails? You got to pay. Those answers aren't free. Information is not free in this world. So, And again, only law-abiding citizens, landowners, productive members of society. That's what we're looking for, to be a member of that elitist group. So, yeah, YouTube's getting pretty gay with that shit, huh? I mean, this is kind of what I'm poking at. YouTube's getting pretty gay, even gayer than usual. I mean, because, yeah, I mean, the last show I did, the previous episode of this fine program, yeah, that got blocked on YouTube. They blocked that, so you can't fucking see it in any fucking countries, pretty much. You know, they're like, oh, it's blocked in, like, whatever, like, 260-something countries. Like, pretty much every fucking country, it's blocked in the U.S., whatever. Fucking U.K., all that shit, so. So, I mean, I've talked about that before. I mean, that's not new, where fucking YouTube blocks, you know, because of, you know, block episodes or whatever, block videos because of, music. The music I use, obviously, is fucking copyright, which is fine. I mean, most of the songs that get tagged just say, like, you know, you can't monetize this video. You know, you have to, like, remove the, they give you an option, too, like, you can remove the song. And then, like, what, I guess you can monetize. I don't monetize shit again, so it's like, whatever, man. I don't fucking get it, but it's like, yeah, fair enough. You know, if I can unblock this this video by, you know, clicking a button and removing the songs, which I don't do. I mean, I'm not, you know, again, I'm not fucking monetizing shit anyway, so it's just no skin off of my back. But Then I'll use other songs, though, and they'll just fucking just like, oh, it's not that you can't monetize, it's just fucking this video is just blocked because the songs in here are just blocked from everybody. Nobody can fucking see it at all. I mean, that's fucking really, really fucking gay. So, but, hey, but what can you do, you know? My massive YouTube audience will just have to get their sweet absolute fix for the week through other means. Funny side note too on that, on the YouTube thing. Somebody commented on one of my videos. This doesn't happen very often. You know, I'm obviously just fucking joking about people actually watching the shit on YouTube or anything I do on YouTube. But somebody comments. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, what video it is. Usually it's the fucking whatever. So like, I was see what the comment is. And I'm like fucking like, hey, look, you know, finally a friend in this world, a fan I have. It was on one of my gameplay videos. It's just, you know, it was just the archive of a stream I did, you know, a game stream. No commentary, obviously, on my fucking, I've talked about on my streams. I don't fucking entertain and like whatever. I don't fucking like talk as I'm playing. It's just fucking me playing the game, whatever. So, you know, it's just no commentary, just game, you know, it's just whatever, just fucking just fucking me, just gameplay. Like, again, nothing to do with me really, it's just fucking me playing the game. But it was on one of the comment was on one of the videos for when I was playing Defiance 2050. One of those. It's in, you know, it's in Spanish too, of course. So I can't really fucking like read it. I mean, I took a couple years of Spanish in high school or whatever, but I'm like, yeah, you know, I can kind of get the gist of it. I mean, the comment just starts with B U U U U U U, which I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that's Spanish for boo. You know what I mean? Like somebody's like booing the video. Fucking again, it's just fucking gameplay of Defiance 2050. So fine. I mean, you know, no commentary, whatever. I mean, it's the person doesn't like fucking the game, doesn't like fucking Defiance, whatever. Fair enough. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of that game myself either. So, then I'm like, I wonder what the rest of this shit says. So I take it and I fucking like copy it and I paste it into like, you know, the rest of the comment. I put in like a search engine to like translate what the fuck it means. And apparently the comment says this channel is disgusting. So now, I mean, I wouldn't argue with that. I mean, it would make sense to call, like, whatever, like, this podcast disgusting, or, like, some of the videos on there, like, the gameplay videos I had done, like, fucking, like, disgusting, because I play, like, whatever. But, I mean, or yeah, calling me personally disgusting. I mean, again, that's all, those could all be true, but just straight fucking gameplay. Like, that makes sense. It's like, fuck, again, it's fucking just straight gameplay of fucking some of Defiance. It's like a fucking like MMO shooter, like whatever. Like that one video there makes my entire channel is disgusting. Like whatever. I don't know. Fucking crazy fucking spics. So, then like every day after I stream, after every stream I was doing, I kept getting the fucking, I was getting like these notifications from YouTube after like I'd stream a game and it just fucking like whatever YouTube like archives them or whatever. So again, it's on fucking, they use like Restream, which goes to the fucking, Mixer and fucking Twitch and YouTube. And, you know, those all fucking archive and shit, and, you know, YouTube archives them. But then, you know, I'd get a fucking, I kept getting these messages from YouTube saying just the video, again, commentary, the no commentary fucking gameplay videos were being blocked. You know, the archives of the streams on fucking YouTube. I'm like, okay, let's, all right, check out the message, seeing what it says. And I had been playing Spider-Man, again, there's no fucking commentary there either, and it's getting blocked for music copyright infringement again, like fucking for playing Spider-Man. Like I was just, I couldn't think of any like licensed music that was in the game that I remember, but the message say the song that's being blocked is the theme to Marvel's Spider-Man. That's the song that was being blocked, like fucking on a video of Marvel Spider-Man, like the theme song to the game is being, that's the reason it's being blocked. Like, dude, that's fucking brilliant. I don't really give a shit, to be honest, but I mean, just Christ, that's fucking like gay, you know? I happened to catch a video with Max there, fucking, Maximilian dude, the fucking fighting game guy. This is, you know, pretty big on YouTube and Twitch and shit. So I see a video with him kind of talking about that. This is a couple days old. Like, he's talking about like his videos getting flagged and pulled, like his old videos from years ago that had been fine before, but now they're a problem. Like his YouTube videos are getting flagged because of that shit. And yeah, I mean that guy too. Like Max, he seems to know what he's doing. You know, his fucking channel isn't some fucking fly by night operation like this fucking piece of shit. Like, you know, I guess he'd used songs before, like, you know, he's being careful about it. He'd use like shit from the free, you know, free music libraries that were for his shows that would, you know, that were deemed like straight, like fucking like, oh, this is all like YouTube safe. There's no license. It's fucking public domain songs. Like, just, you can use them, they'll be fine. And he'd use those, and they were fine then, and now they're not. You know, I guess some other company recently bought the rights to, like, a bunch of those songs. Like, they'd, like, deliberately go into, like, fucking, like, all right, what are these, like, free, you know, public domain, like, free songs, that, you know, unlicensed songs? And they'd go in there, I guess what they're doing is they're buying them. Like, they're buying the rights to them, to a bunch of them. And then they're, like, specifically targeting, like, YouTube videos that haven't been there, and, you know, being, like, fucking, like, oh, no, you can't use this, like, it's fucking demonetized. Or they're, like, taking the ad revenue from the fucking, the people that had used them previously, you know, trying to cash in on that shit. So, yeah, I mean, the whole thing just seems like a fucking scam. I mean, at the very least, it's fucking definitely gay. I mean, no fucking question about that. It's another chapter in the Chronicles of fucking gayness on YouTube and fucking everywhere else. So yeah, but I did play a lot of Spider-Man. I mean, you can't fucking watch the videos on YouTube or anything like that, but you're gonna have to trust me on this one that I played it, believe me. So the more I played Spider-Man, I mean, the more fucking proficient I got at the, you know, the web swinging mechanics and the fucking combat, and I unlocked more moves and upgrading my stats and all that shit. So, I mean, yeah, it's like the more I played, I mean, the more I was like fucking, like, at first, my guy's kind of cool, like, whatever. And then fucking, you know, as the more and more I was playing, I'm like, dude, this is fucking, more I was getting into it, more I was fucking enjoying it. No, it's still got the usual fucking open world problems that, you know, they all have. All fucking open world games seem to have, like, the, you know, the pacing's all over the place. I was trying to clean up all the side quests as they were becoming available, because, you know, there's no point in doing that after. I don't see the point in doing, like, the main. I don't get the people who are like, I'm just gonna mainline the fucking story and just do that and then go back and get the side quests. Doesn't make sense to me, you know, because, yeah, the side missions give you experience points and different kinds of like tokens you use to unlock different suits and shit. Spider suits, you know, and each suit you unlock is a suit ability, like whatever you activate it, it'll give you quad damage or an area of effect fucking blast or whatever, just different shit for each suit. And, you know, you can mix and match the abilities with whatever suit you want. You just have to spend the currency to unlock it first. I guess as long as you unlock the suit, then it's that ability just goes to like a pool of abilities you can use and whatever. So that's cool if you like, you know, if you like the look of one suit, and it's, I want to use this one, but I want the corresponding ability for that suit blows. You're not stuck just fucking wearing something dumb that you don't want just for, you know, the gameplay, the benefit of having that ability. So that's kind of cool. And some of the suits, I think, are stylistically ugly, you know, personally. I like the glow-in-the-dark suit, I think, is pretty cool. Like the negative suit, I believe it's called, just because I like the fact that it makes like Spider-Man, like, easy to spot. Like when you're out in the city and shit, it's fucking like, oh, you can just immediately pops out with these fucking wearing this glow in the dark suit, you know, or you're in like dark tunnels and shit. Because otherwise, I thought it was kind of hard. I thought it was kind of an issue too. Like the game is a little dark on the dark side, I want to say, but I have that problem with a lot of fucking PS4 games too. I find them to be like too dark. Oh yeah, it's fucking, it might just be like a setting I could just fix through. I'm running it through like a capture card, and it just might be just because of the pass through that. It's fucking making it darker. Might be able to fix that. I could just up it on the capture card itself, like the settings for that, and fucking just up the brightness a little bit. Or, you know, or I could just fucking do the gamma on the fucking PS4 itself. Something I should probably look into. Noted. Those suit abilities are activated. You activate them by pressing both sticks. And so it's on like a meter. It has its own cooldown. It's just fucking like whatever. He's built it up and, I think it's like over time. Like it just fucking, the thing builds up and, you can use the suit ability again. And then there's another meter, a special meter that fills up as you get your combos going, like as you're doing like combat and this whatever, however many hits you get in a row. So that's another meter that fills up. You know, you can do like fucking acrobatic tricks and shit as you're swinging around the city. Really simplistic, like Tony Hawk type tricks, like you fucking, like, you know, flip, do like somersaults or flip and twirl in the air and earn a couple of XP points while you're doing it too. I mean, like a couple XP points, so you're not going to fucking go crazy leveling up, just fucking freestyling like that shit. But, so, you know, as you level up, you get they give you like these improvements, just like these set buffs to your stats. Like, there is like a skill tree, but besides the skill tree, when you level up, it's like, you get 10% greater melee damage, or, you know, 10% faster swing speed or damage resistance or that sort of thing. Then there's, you know, then again, there's an actual skill tree and go into and spend skill points to unlock moves like fucking, you know, just special moves. Like you can disarm guys. If somebody has a gun, you can shoot your web at them and pull, like yank the gun out of their hands and shit. And, you know, ground pound, if you're up in the air, you can just fucking come down and fucking smash the ground and shit. Improvements, like you can increase the, what range you can, take people down with stealth and shit like that, et cetera, shit like that, you know, usual fucking skill tree, different moves and shit. So there's quite a lot going on there, you know. You know, you're getting this constant drip of unlocks and upgrades, even if none of them are really that, like, significant. I don't think, you know, it's one of those deals where it all adds up over time slowly. Like, you're unlocking all these fancy moves, you know, you have them at your disposal, and it's like, well, you know, I could fucking web somebody up a few times, then yank the gun out of the hand and swing him around in a circle and, you know, knock people over as I'm doing that. Then I can launch him up in the air and kick him into a wall and then pull him towards me and keep the combo going like that, and all this fucking, like, fancy shit, and using, like, every move at your disposal, you know, to fucking do that. You could do that, and, you know, it'd look pretty fucking impressive and shit, but in reality, the combat's usually just so frantic that you kind of stick to, like, just, like, the basic shit. Yeah, it's, like, fucking just, like, the bread and butter, fairly simple fucking moveset, which is kind of like the Batman method of, you know, just keep attacking, just keep throwing punches and fucking jumping around until your head glows, then you know, dodge when that happens, and continue attacking from there until there's, like, fucking nobody, like, near you. Then you press triangle, you fucking zip to somebody, kind of like auto fucking, like, the closest enemy you'll fucking just go to. So you can just keep your combo going, just fucking keep doing that and repeat. Unless, like, a special enemy type is in there, then, you know, you have to fucking, whatever counter that is, like, you know, if somebody has, like, a shield, it's like, oh, you gotta fucking slide under his fucking legs or whatever, or fucking, somebody has, like, a melee weapon, you have to fucking launch him in the air. But it's just, you know, it's just fucking, like, all the other shit that you unlocked. It's like, yeah, I could do that, I guess, but I'm just gonna, pretty basic shit I'm gonna do, for the most part, is what I found myself doing. Yeah, I mean, you've got gadgets too you can use. They're on a weapon wheel. You can pull up, and that slows down time when you're selecting what you want. You know, you get the standard webs you can shoot. You have to shoot, like, quite a few of them, though, to, like, incapacitate, like, the heavier enemies, or just keep your combo going. If somebody's, like, far away and he's kind of shoot a couple webs at them, then fucking just keep meleeing people around you and shit like that. Or if they're near a wall and they back up, they'll get stuck to the wall and shit like that. So, I actually haven't been able to pull that sticking people to the wall. Like, it's supposed to, you know, again, it's supposed to be if somebody's near them and you shoot enough webs. If somebody's near a wall and you shoot, like, a ton of webs at them, this is supposed to, like, stick or whatever, but, I haven't been able to pull that off with any kind of, like, consistency. It was just, like, the normal fucking standard web. It was just fucking, like, one pull of the right bumper, right button, and it fucking shoots out, like, one web at a time. It's like, yeah, it's all right. It just kind of, like, sucks to do that. But then you unlock, like, a web ball that just fucking, that'll stick to somebody, then, like, it explodes like a fucking, like, bomb, you know what I mean? It showers the entire area in fucking hot, sticky fucking Spider-Man cum, and that, you know, that works. Like, that seems to sticks people to fucking walls a lot better. You know, it's just, you know, it's just more fucking, like, random. I'm just fucking, like, oh, it's just gonna be like an explosion of fucking webs hot web. And yeah, then you get like an electric bomb kind of that shocks people and fucking that'll, like, keep going for a couple of seconds, like, whoever you stick it to, a little shock, then, like, people get next to it, and it's kind of like chains, you know what I mean? It's like chain lightning almost, just fucking, it goes, like, person to person in the area. That's pretty cool. But yeah, it's almost like the same result as the web ball. It's just fucking, just kind of, like, looks different, you know? What else you get? You get some trip mines that you can shoot at, like a wall or a floor. And it, like, emits, like, a light. You see, like, where the area is, that if somebody walks into it, they'll get a, if somebody crosses, like, the light that's shooting out of it, it's just fucking, it'll web them up to a wall, like yank them and stick them to the wall. So, I mean, yeah, those are kind of, like, most useful when you're trying to do, like, stealth, when you're in, like, stealth mode, you're trying to do, like, the stealth takedowns, and you want to just get somebody out of the way, just a real quick takedown without even getting next to them. they shoot those, and you shoot like a normal web to get their attention. They walk over there and they get fucking tripped up. So, yeah, I mean, there are fucking a few stealth sections in the game, yeah, they're not like terrible, you know. If you thought like the combat was a ripoff of the Batman games, though, fucking let me tell you about the old Spider-Man stealth sections. They're a lot like Batman, the Batman stealth sections. Like it's down to, you know, down to like fucking like, oh, I'm perching up high on a fucking whatever, a wall or a fucking pole or some shit. And just, you know, just perched up there, snatching people with your rope, your cum rope in the case of Spider-Man, shooting the fucking web and fucking snatching them up and fucking, you know, rather than like a grappling hook or whatever, you know. Yeah, when you leave them fucking dangling upside down, there's no like fear system in it though, like fucking, so again, it's fucking like, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I'd say like the combat in Spider-Man, it's like fucking Batman, but maybe a little bit better. I think like the stealth sections are like Batman, but maybe not so good. You know what I mean? It's like maybe like a step down, you know? It's like faster and snappier. The stealth and the combat's like, you know, faster and shit because, you know, it's Spider-Man, you know? There's some issues with that where it can get, you know, it can get fucking like sloppy where it's fucking, you know, you'll uppercut a dude and he goes fucking flying, but it'll get stuck in a wall or like behind some boxes or some shit. And, yeah, I'll say that. I'll say this too, partly because of like that looser feel there where it's fucking just like, it's more like, I don't know, it doesn't feel as, choreographed. I don't know. It feels just more sandboxy. You know what I mean? And just like because of that, I think that they'll give you like challenges, like the challenges they give you to do where I'm finding them pretty fucking difficult. I mean, challenging, you could say that. I think the challenges are a little bit challenging. You know, some of the problem I have with that, you know, with the open world structure is how everything is kind of like drip fed to you, like over time, you know what I mean? Like, you're at fucking like Doc Ock's lab or whatever, and you can fucking, it's like, hey, you know, you can try like these puzzles, they'll give you these puzzles to fucking do to earn tokens, but you'll only be able to access like two of each fucking like type of puzzle they're giving you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, oh, here's these, you know, the pipe dream puzzle or whatever, there's like two available now, and then fucking like here's whatever the fuck the other one is, like the fucking whatever, there's like two different types, and it's like, all right, well, there's two here you can do right now, but you know, the rest is going to be locked out until you get to like some arbitrary point in the story, and then like fucking like, oh, a few more of these will unlock, then you can and then you have to get like even further to fucking unlock the rest, you know what I mean? So that's how like most of like the side missions work too, like you can't clear out like an entire district of, it's not like, oh, I'm here in this fucking district now, I want to clear out all the side missions then like move on. You'll see like fucking, you know, you'll do like fucking like 5 of 5 crime missions are completed in that fucking section of the map. It's like, all right, cool, good. So those fucking crime missions fucking suck, like I'm done with them, like this, I'm done with them in this fucking area, I don't have to worry about going back here again. Then you'll go further in the main story. You'll hit a chapter where there's like another gang, like, you know, another gang running around. So, then like fucking like another like set of missions that are like similar to the fucking crime missions that you just did. Like those will pop up too. Now it's fucking, hey, go do fucking 5 more of them with like a different gang. It's like the, you know, the same with like the fucking the base missions again. You know, I was fucking like, oh, he cleared them all out and fucking like whatever. Oh, wait, here, now there's more of them and shit. So, again, none of those are like terrible, but I'll get to the point where it's fucking like, I went around, I'm like fucking, all right, I cleared everything out, like every side mission on the fucking map is all cleared out, cool, and fucking time to fucking, really hammer on the fucking story and just fucking focus on that. And then it's like, up, psych. You know what I mean? Go swing around every fucking corner of the city again to clear the ones that just popped up or whatever. So, yeah, you know, early on, I thought like this was going to be a game I'd fucking try to like 100% complete and I was making the effort to like gold tier or whatever, like all the fucking, the base missions. Like I want to fucking like, you know, get like the best fucking score I need to get like the gold medal or whatever at the fucking the bases. And, yeah, you know, well, the base missions, you have to like perform like a certain number of like specific moves to, you know, let's say like, oh, you know, perform 5 fucking air juggles. You get like a check mark off of that or whatever, or fucking, you know, disarm like so many enemies and you get like a check from that. And then like, you have to do like 3 of them, like three of those fucking things to get like, just to get like more tokens and like, you know, get all that you can out of doing them. And it's like, I'm like, yeah, that was cool too. Like that was a good system to like practice the combat and get a feel for it and shit. Like fine, you know, it's cool. I'm on board with like doing that shit. Yeah. And then later it's fucking like, so I clear all those out. Like I do like fucking the best I can do with those fucking base missions. And then later on you're doing these challenges for, this for the Taskmaster, who I have no idea who the fuck that is outside of fucking the Marvel versus Capcom games, but apparently he's a villain who gives you tasks. So that's his gimmick. And again, there's like 3 tiers of completion for each one of the fucking challenges that he gives you. So, you know, it's like one type is just like a combat arena where you're getting scored on fucking like combos and how fast you can do them and shit, you know, but you can clear all the guys out. So, you know, you do the, like the combat arenas, it's fucking like, all right, yeah, I get that, easy enough, you know what I mean? Just fucking, just do it, you know, fucking go as fast as you can and shit. And, you know, I was getting like silver or fucking gold in those without even really like trying on the combat ones. But then there's one type where you're swinging around collecting bombs, you know, you have to get to the bombs, fucking, you know, grab them with your web and fucking dispose of them. And so, you know, that seems really fucking straightforward and easy too. Just get to the fucking, they give you the waypoints, you know, just get to those before the fucking, the time runs out. And I was doing that and just like, I don't know how the fuck I could possibly do them any faster than I was, or, you know, just go more efficiently, or what the fuck I could do. Is it, again, it's just like real simple. Just fucking get to the waypoint, fucking shoot your web, grab the bomb and fucking like throw it. And, there's not much to it that I can find, you know what I mean? But, I do them like real, like as fast as I could, and still, it'd still be like, ah, oh, you get bronze, like barely a fucking bronze medal. Like, yeah, I get like the lowest score you could possibly get on. I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck. There must be like some kind of trick to those. I don't know. It might have to do with, maybe if you fucking leveled up more and you had like enough speed to do them. But I mean, again, dude, I was like, I can't imagine that you'd be like that much faster by the end of the game. You know what I mean? Where it's fucking like, you know, it's going to be like multiple times faster than I was going to get to this. Again, it's just like so simple. Just go here, fucking grab this thing, and like that's it, and do it 3 times. So it's like fucking like, oh, you have like 9,000 points, and the gold medal's like fucking like whatever, like 50,000 points. Like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I don't know, like what that even means. So it's like, yeah, and then it's like, yeah, if that's the case, it's going to be something else. You'd have to fucking backtrack to try again later, which, again, it's not my preference. Like, I'd rather just be like, I'm here right now. I'd rather just fucking be able to do this shit and then move on from it. You know what I mean? Fucking move on. But, so yeah, then there's another fucking Taskmaster challenge where you're following like a drone and it's fucking like zigzagging in between buildings, and occasionally the drone will drop these, blue bubbles that you can swing through. If you can hit like the blue circle or bubble or whatever, like you get like bonus points from that. So it's like, again, it's like, all right, I get what I need to do there. Like fucking, you know, fucking just go through as close as possible to the fucking drone and just fucking just keep going through those blue circles, the blue spheres or whatever. And that'll give you like fucking bonus points, and then like, you know, do it as fast as you can too, and then like you'll get like a gold on those. Like I get it. You know, but doing that is like fucking like, man, it would be like such like a fucking precise fucking perfectionist fucking run that you really have to do to perfect those. But you know, I again, I I feel like I had like a, fucking like a really good fucking handle down on the web swinging and fucking I can control where I'm going fairly well, but you'd have to do like, again, to get like gold on those, you'd have to like repeat those fucking, those drone missions over and over again, you know, like which fucking pole they want you to jump on and fucking when the thing is going to take like a sharp turn between buildings and shit. Because yeah, again, like the swinging's great. I love the fucking, the web swinging is real fun. Until you're trying to do like these like precise movements that, you know, like that, where you're just fucking doing like a 90 degree fucking turn real quick, trying to follow a fucking car or a drone or some shit. And if you're just fucking like, well, I'm kind of stuck, I have like momentum going forward already, I'm just going to pass right fucking by it. There's no real way to fucking, you know, turn that quick. So shit like that, you know, then it's fucking like, I'm trying to like correct myself and I'm like sticking to walls and shit, and, you know, bouncing off of walls and not doing what you wanted to do and fucking getting stuck in like fire escapes and shit. So it's just like those missions, like fucking like, all right, so he's gonna like memorize like where are these fucking blue spheres are gonna come up and go through them. So it's almost like fucking Superman 64. It's like the Superman 64 part of the game where you're just fucking flying through, trying to fly through rings and getting pissed off at the controls. They're not fucking doing what you want them to do. Because of all that, and you know, plus there's a bunch of like hidden shit too in the game, like they want you to do in order to get like a real like 100% of the game, like platinum trophy, like whatever, like half the trophies in the game are fucking like hidden, which again, I don't know why the fuck anybody does that these days, unless it's like, but yeah, I understand if it's like a strictly story related thing that they don't want you to fucking like spoil by going through like the achievement list. I get why they hide them, but so somebody like me, I mean, I don't really give a fuck about like trophies or like achievements or anything really. But I'm looking at that list just to see like what's available in the game itself in terms of like content, you know, like what I'm gonna have to do to fucking, again, to say I 100% completed the game, like what am I trying to do? You know, I don't want to fucking then I'm like fucking looking at that and I see a bunch of like hidden shit, like hidden trophies, and fucking like, dude, I'm not gonna bother going online to look up like guides and shit. So I don't really care that much to go outside outside of the game to fucking online to look for information about it. Like like one of the side missions is to take pictures of landmarks around the city, right? And that's fucking just like a regular side mission that they give you. And like, you know, the icons will pop up on the map of where you need to go to fucking, you know, take the pictures. And like, fine, it's pretty simple. Just go here, fucking pull out the camera and fucking take them. Fine. That's one of like the earliest ones they give you, earliest side missions. And, you know, those are scattered all around the fucking map. You know, it takes like a little bit of time to get to all of them, but, you know, there's no real fucking like challenge to it really. I mean, it's no fucking taskmaster task. You know, just go to the fucking waypoint and fucking press a button. Done. That's it. Fucking it grays out. You know, I had fucking all of them grayed out. All the fucking landmarks are done. Cool. Whatever. Again, this fucking is the fucking side mission. That side mission's cleared out. Cool. Yeah, but then I'm fucking scrolling through the old fucking, scrolling through the old fucking video gaming, newspapers. I have. And I see a headline that says like how to find all the hidden landmarks in Spider-Man, like where all the fucking hidden landmarks are, dude. Like fucking there's hidden ones. Like how can they be fucking like hidden? You know, the ones I fucking did were on the fucking, yeah, clearly marked on the fucking map. You know what I mean? Like a well designed game would do. You know, like why would they just fucking just hide random shit to fucking unlock shit? That's fucking stupid. I guess there's more. I mean, there's fucking, more of them. They just don't fucking bother telling you about. You just need to have like a fucking walkthrough open on another screen to do the old fucking, you know, check them off as you do them type shit, dude. I don't know. It's fucking bullshit. I don't know why we're still doing this. It used to make sense why they would pull that shit off from like a shitty business perspective of making people buy like the Prima fucking strategy guides or whatever to tell, you know, to buy the guide to my game to fucking get everything. But you know, with the internet and all, I mean, you're just being a fucking pain in the ass to fucking say, like, oh, you want to get everything? Oh, you have to fucking, like, go to fucking whatever, IGN, and fucking look at their guide and fucking, I don't know, dude. Bullshit. I'm not doing that. So I stopped playing fucking Spider-Man. Fuck that fucking Jew game. I'm just kidding. The Spider-Man's fucking fun, but yeah, I really stopped because I had barely fucking... Again, I was just doing, like, side missions and shit for however many, like, you know, dozen hours or so. And then fucking, like, Tomb Raider came out, fucking Shadow of the Tomb Raider. So, yeah, I just fucking stopped the old Spider-Man to check out what Laura had going on. So we will find out shortly what's going on in the land of the Tomb Raider. Welcome back. So I put the old spider up on the web, stuck him up there for a little bit, and decided to devote all my time to Shadow the Tomb Raider. Just because I have a vested interest in my girl there, Lara. I'm going to call her Laura. I don't give a fuck, dude. That's a stupid name, Lara. I'm probably going to, if I say Laura, I don't want to fucking hear about it. So, yeah, so I'm two games deep into what they're calling a trilogy for these new Tomb Raider games, but you know, however the fuck you want to define that in the video game world, trilogy usually doesn't mean much. I mean, it just, you know, the reboot and Rise of the Tomb Raider were barely connected, really, besides the, you know, the main fucking evil corporation there, whatever, Trinity, who I know fucking nothing about after playing through both of those games twice. Other than that, they're the fucking bad guy soldiers that you murder in various fucking brutal ways. And they have something to do with Laura's father dying, which they have to revisit in each of these games of her fucking father, like, shooting himself. And they revisit it again in fucking Shadow of the Tomb Raider in a big way. And not in a good way, mind you, but there's an entire mission that's dedicated to her dad fucking getting shot. So, you know, just to really drive the point home, you know, 'cause you've seen it fucking twice already, but let's just keep going with it. I had a fucking bad fucking feeling about the game, like, early on, to be honest. I mean, after the first few hours, I was kind of like fucking like, oh no, like, oh no, they fucked this up. Like, they really fucked it up. Laura's dad, like, yeah, they have a fucking mission in there where you're playing as her, as fucking Laura, as in a little kid version of her, which is fucking like, god damn it, you know. why do they do that? Like, not only are they fucking relying on, like, flashbacks. And that's like a shitty fucking storytelling fucking mechanism to fucking, if you're, you have to, like, rely on, like, flashbacks to, like, tell what the fuck happened or whatever, like, pretty bad. But especially when it's fucking, like, information that we already know from the previous games, again, from the other two games. Like, we saw fucking Mr. Croft there get, you know, shoot himself, you know what I mean? Or supposedly shoot himself, or it's probably like one of the Trinity guys did it, like, he was set up or whatever. Like, we saw that shit happen, like, twice already, and they managed to fucking show it in, like, a fucking five minute long cutscene in the other games. It's pretty much what it was. It's just fucking like, oh yeah, this happened or whatever. It was like a flashback in the other games. It was just like a fucking, like, whatever, a couple minute long thing of like, oh man, this Laura's father dying, like, you know what I mean? That was it. That was the end of it. And they'd address it, like, later on, like, you know, through, like, conversations or whatever, or through, like, another, like, short cut scenes, like, yeah, all right, whatever, I get it, check. That was enough. I mean, move on with fucking Laura's story already. We get the, you know, we get the fucking, the background and the motivation of it, you know, we get what happened. But now, I mean, now it's also such a fucking, like, trope. I don't use that word trope lightly. I mean, fucking, like, in Uncharted, I think it was 3. So it started in 3, where it's like fucking, like, you're playing as young Nathan Drake and fucking, in levels that fucking, like, just, like, killed the momentum in that game, where it's fucking, you're going along, like, doing shit, and then it's fucking like, oh, remember fucking, whatever, Drake and fucking Sully, where they first met, and fucking, like, flashback to you playing as him and shit. Those were pretty fucking bad. Then they doubled down on that in fucking Uncharted 4, where those levels, you're just fucking, like, walking around for the most part, doing nothing, like, picking up objects and fucking spinning them around to look at them, you know, look at the fucking, oh, look at this vase, fucking spinning around and shit. This is another fucking trope, which is also in fucking Tomb Raider. Yeah, but then at the end of Uncharted 4, you were playing as fucking Nathan Drake's fucking, like, daughter, so it was kind of like a payoff there, you know what I mean? A fucking, like, it's like, oh, you know, you're playing as fucking this kid, you know, little fucking little fucking Nathan Drake for a while, but fucking like, oh, it's kind of a payoff because it's like, oh, now you're playing a kid at the end of the game as fucking like his daughter or whatever. It still wasn't great. So it still wasn't good, but, you know, it was just like a callback anyway of why you're doing that kind of. You know, then you had fucking child fucking BJ Blazkowicz and fucking whatever Wolfenstein. That shit was gay. You didn't play as him. It was just cutscenes, but it's just still, it's just like this super gay shit. Like, it was not fucking like, oh, you know, this character that's, again, like, fucking Lara Croft's been around for 20 whatever years, you know what I mean? And fucking like, oh, here's her back, like, here's her backstory. Like, who cares? It's already fucking 20 years of fucking backstory from, you know, of her, so, or like, you know, fucking BJ Blazkowicz is maybe worse, but still. So, yeah, I mean, a more serious problem I was having early on, was the game was just like, I was having like technical problems. Like the game was like a technical mess. You know, I ran like benchmarks before I started playing it. You know, I had it on fucking like ultra. I'm like, I might have to turn it down. Like, let's just see what it, how this goes. If I do everything ultra and just fucking see what the benchmark's telling me. So did that. And it's fucking said like, oh, you should get around like 45 to 60 frames a second. That's fine for me. And that's all right. Yeah, I know there are some real fucking PC faggots out there that would scoff at that. A fucking like, pff, you know, under 100 frames. What, do you buy your PC at Walmart? Like, do you even fucking ray trace? Like, fucking shit like that. Usually, generally, anything over like 30 frames I'm fine with. Like, that's fine. I mean, as long as it's fucking somewhat consistent, you know what I mean? It's just like a consistent like 30 to 60. Again, I'm getting like 45 to 60 here. It's like, yeah, that's fine, dude. It's all right. It might be a little fucking choppy here and there, but that's fine. But then I start playing it and fucking, yeah, Shadow of the Tomb Raider is fucking like anything but like smooth, you know what I mean? Like, some areas you go into, it's fucking like, oh, this seems perfect. Like, it seems fine. It's fucking like smooth, running smooth, looks fucking great. And then you turn a corner and it's fucking like stuttering and it's like freezing up for a couple seconds and shit. Yeah, it crashed on me a few times. I was right at one time I was fucking like right at a checkpoint. Like, it sat through like a cutscene, and then you go to fucking like whatever, like crawl under a fucking whatever log or some shit. And like it fucking the little TR circle logo in the corner would pop up and start like spinning. You know, it does that when the game's like auto saving. Like, that would pop up for a second, like that little logo, and then the game would fucking crash. That I'd be fucking looking at my desktop. So I'm like, all right, whatever, man. Fucking reload the game, try it again, and fuck. Thankfully, like nothing like too ridiculous was happening. Like, you know, my saves weren't getting like completely fucking erased or anything like that. You know, it would just start me up like right before the cutscene. And you know, I'd have to fucking like watch the cutscene again and shit. But yeah, I'd fucking watch the cutscene again and fucking like that would get glitchy too. Like, you know, there's a fucking in the cutscene there. There's a guy in there, fucking Laura's buddy there, Jonah. And you know, he's lifting up like a gate or something for you to pass under. And it's just fucking, you know, whatever. That's just part of the fucking the scene or whatever. You know, the game crashed. There'd be fucking. I'd watch it again. There'd be two of them there in that scene, like in the game too. Like before, even like up to that, like you'd see him. Like there'd be like one Jonah at like a cave entrance waiting for you, and then like you'd see like the a second one, like crossing a bridge to get to him. Then like the cutscene would start. They'd just like be like right next to each other and shit. Like, it was fucking weird. Like they were fucking like clones of each other or whatever. So yeah, then it would fucking keep crashing anyway. It was pretty fucked up. I mean, I even tried like, I'm like, all right, maybe I have to try like lowering the graphics settings here to, you know, see if that helps out. Like, maybe it was just like fucking like just too much for it or whatever. It's just too much shit going on. Tried doing that. It didn't help. Like, it still fucking like crashed. One time, even get fucking like a blue screen. My computer fucking blue screen with the fucking like QR code. I'm like, oh, something went wrong and shit. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that's always fucking like frightening. But yeah, eventually just kept trying it, and like four or five fucking times, it eventually just fucking like worked. So I don't know. It was just fucked up for whatever reason. Another thing, and keep in mind, I like the fucking I bought the ultra premium fucking Eat Laura's fucking sweaty, muddy pussy edition. As I was playing it early, controller support was jacked up. And I could play with a fucking controller, but, little weird fucking things, like at the main menu, if I used the D-pad to navigate, like, up and down the, like, on the options, it would, like, double tap on its own. Like, just fly right past, like, whatever option you're trying to get to, just fucking click, 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 like, fucking just go, like, real fast, like, it wouldn't fucking, you know what I mean? You had, like, no control over it. But if you use, like, the analog stick to fucking, like, you know, pick what you wanted, like, that was fine. Like, that you just fucking go one at a time there with no problem. So, I just fucked up. But, you know, then, you know, once it was in game playing, it's fucking, like, it seems like it's working fine. Like, it seems all right. until I got into my first, like, combat scenario. I get my first gun. And it wouldn't let me fucking, like, reload. Like, it's still, like, the tutorial kind of telling me, like, hey, press X to reload, you know, as like, you're aiming or whatever. So I'm fucking aiming, hitting X, and fucking, like, just wouldn't work. Like, no matter what, just fucking spamming X, dude, nothing's happening. Whenever I would aim, too, it'd be, like an RT symbol on the screen, like, fucking, like, right trigger to like, shoot, and that would just, like, keep flashing. It wouldn't, like, go away. So, I mean, I didn't know if it was like, I'm like, dude, is my Xbox fucking Elite controller, is that fucking broken? Is it fucking busted? Or is it one of those fucking deals where it's, it's not supported in the game and I was going to have to fucking like break out the old fucking 360 controller or some shit? Or, I'm just not going to be able to fucking reload a fucking gun the entire game. Like, am I just going to have to fucking just unload an entire clip and let it just happen automatically and just hope that that doesn't fuck me over somehow as I'm playing? So, yeah, naturally, all that bullshit led me to, I'm like, fucking, all right, dude, I got to fucking check out the Steam discussion boards and fucking see what's going on. And yeah, people were saying to fix all the stuttering and the freezing, you had to open up the task manager and fucking taskmaster. Now you open up your task manager and you have to fucking like click on the game and set it to high priority. That's a new one for me. Like I never fucking did that before, but I did. It seemed to like improve the frame rate somewhat. And fucking after I did that, I didn't have any more crashes. So. Although there was like a real like official patch that came out like a couple days like later like after the game was out, so that might have fixed my controller problems too because it suddenly just fucking like just works fine, like it just fucking like the Elite controller is working like perfectly. So who knows? I mean, who knows how much fucking again changing the fucking priority to high fixed, how much that fixed it versus the fucking the patch that came out, because that was pretty much like the same time, almost like the same like day or like a day after like all that shit came together. So I'm thinking like that there might have been like a day one patch when it launched, like as like the normal fucking non-early adopter game came out. Which is kind of like shitty. If that's the case, it's fucking like, oh, cool. You want to play early? You know, you paid extra. You paid more to play early. So here's some fucking like. I wasn't like considering it to be like an early access, like unfinished. Like, oh, here's something. It's the day one patch isn't in it, but fucking like here you go. Like that's not what I was expecting. So yeah, the game starts anyway. To jump back and forth like a fucking asshole about what I'm talking about. So yeah, you start the game, you're on like a plane that's crashing and the fucking plane like splits in half and fucking Laura and fucking Jonah are yelling at each other. And you know, it's pretty intense, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, oh no, the fucking plane's going down, fucking yelling and fucking tearing apart and shit. And fucking, I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome. I was thinking like this is what I was looking for in fucking in the trilogy, right? I mean, it's been the last two games, like, kind of building fucking Laura up to be, like, a badass, and it's fucking like, all right, cool, like, right out of the gate, we're just gonna go into fucking, throw you right in, like, no bullshit, just gonna be, like, fucking, like, action and shit, and fucking just, like, whatever, just go into it, and, you've played fucking two of these games already, let's just fucking go, like, balls out, more fucking, just go, like, right off the bat, it's gonna be, like, you know, platforming, and just fucking, like, go nuts. So the plane's going down, and then it fucking, we have like a flashback to fucking like Mexico and fucking like, oh, 12 hours earlier is fucking dude, fuck off, dude. Like, here we go. A little disappointing. So, and plus like the plane going down, then like a flashback, isn't that like fucking almost like exactly how fucking, Uncharted 2 open, almost the exact same thing. And again, without going too deep into the whole like fucking Uncharted versus fucking Tomb Raider thing, and like, oh, who took what from who and all that shit. Well, going nuts with that, like, okay, I always thought of like the Tomb Raider games as more like fucking like mechanics focused, you know what I mean? Just more like fucking gameplay focused, and like Uncharted was more like story, like linear type shit. But yeah, in fucking Shadow of the Tomb Raider, like they try to inject like the narrative way more heavily than they did before, and I don't think they're particularly good at it. You know what I mean? It still feels like Tomb Raider, but they're just focusing on shit that, like, you know what I mean, it's not very good. They're not good at this shit. So far I've come across like these three large hubs, like these cities where you're walking around talking to NPCs. Yeah, the dialogue sucks, and it's kind of fucking boring to play. The last two games had like these hubs. You know, if I was talking about the last two Tomb Raiders, and talking about like, oh, you know, you have like these hubs that are fucking there. It's just like the hub is in like a open area, you know, and it's like an open fucking area with like a campfire near it and shit, and like fucking like, oh, here's an open area that like connects to like more linear paths or something, like fucking almost like Dark Souls fucking like game, you know, level design and shit. This one is like fucking like, oh, you know, there's a hub, it's like a fucking like a city, and you know, I was like, oh, I pick up side missions from there, but again, that was just like such a small part of the previous games. I mean like fucking you know, like in the old, like the last two was fucking like the side missions or whatever, but like, oh, you'd say two words to somebody that you found out in the wild, and then fucking like, it's like, oh, now go explore like whatever, wherever the fuck they're sending you, and go do video game stuff. Like, and I like that setup, like, especially when the levels were as well designed as those games were. But now fucking, yeah, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, like, they're trying to be like Assassin's Creed or something like that, where, you know, yeah, it's just like fucking like, hey, look at this fucking massive city that we made. Like, you know, isn't that cool? And yeah, you know, there's a lot of people in the city like doing nothing, pretty much just like walking around, and fucking it's confusing as fuck to get around in there. And it feels like I've been fucking like running back and forth in these fucking in these cities for like half the fucking game now. I'm just fucking walking around. Walking in fucking, you know, crowded fucking cities, just fucking like, oh, go find this fucking person, go find this person, and fucking like whatever. I don't know. Just like, you know, the action in the game is so fucking sparse, and I don't want to go as far as to call it like a walking simulator or anything, but it's you know, it's not that bad. But I mean, compared to like the previous games, again, it's not that far off of a fucking description of being like, oh, it's kind of just like a walking simulator. You're going around picking shit up and, you know, listening to fucking, not really audio logs, I guess, but fucking reading diaries and shit. Like, it's like, ah, kind of feels like it's a lot of what I'm doing in this fucking game. You know, there's just like so much filler. And yeah, again, somebody like me, going back to how I was playing like Spider-Man, and you know, I'm trying to do like all the side stuff before I tackle the main story, and fucking, you know, I fucking 100% completed both of the last fucking the two Tomb Raiders and shit. So that, I know, it's just like, dude, this is going to be no sense in like earning like XP and like skills and shit at the very end of the game after you're not going to be able to use them except for like what, the last fucking fight or whatever, you know. So yeah, I mean, what that means here, I mean, it means you're going to constantly be pressing in the fucking the right thumbstick to send out like a ping that highlights where the collectibles are. And I mean, like, constantly, like there's shit just everywhere that they want you to pick up, and there's no way you can fucking like see any of it without pressing the crap out of the fucking, you know, without pinging the shit, like constantly fucking pressing the ping button, like, and scanning the fucking environment. I mean, what a fucking like annoying mechanic that is too. Like that fucking, like that started with Dragon Age Inquisition, I think. And you know, there's fucking like, oh, this mechanic we added, it's kind of cool. You press the button and it fucking like pings and sends out like a circle or It'll highlight whatever, you know what I mean? But they need to fucking stop that already. It's fucking obnoxious. Like it really is. Like, first off, it makes the game look like fucking garbage. You know, you're in these fucking, like, these lush, like, South American jungles and fucking temples and shit. And, you know, it's supposed to be like a graphical showcase for PCs and fucking whatever, Xbox One X's or whatever. It's fucking like, oh, you know, what they're using at the NVIDIA conference. Like, oh, look how beautiful this game is. Well, you don't really play that game that way if you're just going to be fucking, you know, if they're going like, hey, let's drain it of every fucking, of all color. Let's make it, like, black and white every fucking 5 seconds as you fucking jamming in a fucking button and shit. So yeah, it's a great idea. Like press fucking, you press the fucking screen. Every time you press it, the screen turns black and white, except for like points of interest or like, again, like the collectibles will, get highlighted in like a neon yellow, which is fucking like, this looks like shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking just obnoxious looking, and you just, plus it makes this like a obnoxious fucking warbly, like whooshing sound too. And yeah, you never like near an objective when you do it. You know what I mean? If you're near, I'll explain it this way. Like fucking, if you're near like an objective, like a main like story path or whatever, like if, you know, if like Jonah's with you, you try doing that, you know, you press it and like fucking like kill him, like something, they make it seem like fucking like, oh, you don't know where you're trying to like figure out where the main path is or something like that. So like they'll have like a canned like voice sample that he'll be doing, like, oh, Laura over here, Laura over here, every time you press it, like, Laura come here, Laura over here, like fucking over and over again. Or like fucking Or you'll hear fucking Laura's fucking like inner monologue like every fucking time again. Like if you're in like a crypt or a tomb or whatever, like, yeah, trying to solve a puzzle and fucking like, you're trying to look for fucking whatever, dude, relics and shit, you know, relics and like letters and that, collectibles, you know. So you're pressing you're pinging the fucking environment to look for those, and every time you get to hear fucking I need to lower the water level. Yep, I'm aware. I know what I'm trying to do, and I know what I'm going for in the fucking the tomb, like to solve the puzzle. But I'm not doing that right now. I'm trying to fucking look for whatever fucking letter somewhere, or whatever. Just every time I press it again, fucking, oh, I need to fucking lower the water level. I need to lower the fucking water level over and over again. It's just like, dude, fuck, Jesus fucking Christ. Now, there's so many ways they could have fixed that too. Like, you know, first and most obvious way being like, hey, you know, maybe not put so many fucking collectibles in the game. You know, it really is like an early 90s, like N64 fucking collectathon. With so much shit you have to pick up. And again, too, it's not like some like arbitrary, like collector's pride, like fucking like achievement hunter type thing. Like that's like a major method of gaining XP. And like you're finding, that's how you find fucking like gold deposits that you can sell them to fucking merchants to fucking get money to buy upgrades and shit. So it's kind of like, yeah, if you want to get all the shit in the game, like you have to fucking like, you know, you have to do this shit. You know what I mean? So, they could have done that, just fucking not have it as many, like maybe like, I don't know, half of what they have, or, they also just could have made the shit that you collect, like have them like stand out more, survival catches that are buried underground, and they won't show up when you ping, you know what I mean, when you do your little pinging. They don't fucking highlight yellow, but instead of that, they just like flash white periodically, you know, there's fucking like a little like sparkle will flash, and the controller will vibrate when you get next to them. So, I mean, that's like perfect. You know what I mean? Like other games do that shit too, or it's just kind of like, oh, the shit you can interact with is like flashes real quick. So, that works. And they could have done that, and they could have just done that for like everything. Or another thing is they could just let you like buy like a map from one of the merchants that'll just like permanently highlight everything, you know, just fucking like everything will just be yellow after you buy it, and just fucking like, oh, well, yeah, you can see it and just fucking like go pick it up or whatever. That would have worked, like fucking, you know, without fucking like pinging, fucking shove your fucking ping up your ass is what I'm saying. So yeah, I mean the upgrade tree that they give you, like, you know, the fucking, yeah, upgrade tree, skill tree, that sucks too. You know, one of like the first skills you can get is to make it so Laura never fucking like fumbles a jump, you know, like sometimes you'll hit a ledge after you jump and she'll let go of it for a second. You have to like press a button to fucking, you have to like press like X or whatever in time to fucking keep her from like following, keep her from falling. Which I think that's kind of like an interesting mechanic. You know, it just makes you like pay attention for, you know, when you're platforming, you never really fucking, you can never really like relax. Just fucking like, oh, I made a jump, fucking whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, oh shit, you could slip and you have to fucking press X. So that's kind of like an interesting thing they put in the other games, but now it's fucking, it's like, oh, you know, fuck it. You know what I mean? Just take that away completely. And like, I think I bought that in like half an hour after playing the game, you know, so why not? Like, you know, why not make the game fucking more on rails and fucking automatic? I just don't know why they would put that as like a, why that would be like a perk at all. Like why they'd put that in the game, or why they would bother having that mechanic in the game. Like, it just seems like stupid. I'm just fucking like, oh, this completely fucking negates that, period. So, and it's like one of the first things you can get. So it seems kind of ridiculous. So yeah, then like the rest of the fucking, the perks are kind of boring. You know, it's just fucking like, you know, faster draw time on the bow, you know, see animals, hearts will pop up red when you do like your survival thing, like your ping vision. An indicator will pop up when you have like a headshot lined up or whatever, harvest more plants and shit. It's just kind of like, yeah, I don't know, these fucking slight upgrades to the point where, like, again, it's like, I don't know why they even fucking bother with this fucking skill tree is at all. Like, it's just fucking like, guys, oh, these slight fucking things that are getting upgraded. You know, it just seems like it's there just to be there. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, we fucking, as like a justification for why you're collecting all that shit, to like get like these minor upgrades and shit. So yeah, look, it, you know, it's not a fucking like bad game. I mean, despite all the fucking bitching I've been doing this entire episode, I mean, I put like almost 20 hours into it at this point, just this fucking week. You know, I just came out this week. I've already played for like 20 hours, and you know, part of the problem is I think I had like pretty high fucking hopes for it. I mean, just after loving the other two, and just fucking like, I'm like, oh man, and then like fucking again, I'm like 20 hours of like, this is fucking like really slow. Like, it's slow. I have like a lot of problems with it, but again, not like, it's not like awful, but, where I'm at now, I'm like fucking like hoping that like the final third of it might be like amazing. Like, I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. So yeah, so far though, like the pacing is just fucking all sorts of fucked up. Like, I'm still waiting for the fucking chains to come off and just let me off the leash to just go nuts and fucking explore and like fight and hunt and shit. And just instead, I'm fucking like, again, just like wandering around fucking like cities and watching cutscenes that aren't great. And her companion there, Jonah, is probably one of the most fucking boring characters in fucking video games, by the way. It was just a big beefy fucking Samoan or something like that, you know, but he fucking smiles a lot and he's fucking a nice dull guy, and is, you know, he like the Rock, you know. It's fucking just fucking Christ. So yeah, it just feels like I've been playing like hours of like nothing and just fucking like, maybe like a tomb or a crypt or two. And even those are all over the place as far as like difficulty goes. You know, there was one that was like real early on that was, you like climbing like a huge like pirate ship and you're fucking moving the masts around and like dropping fucking cannon through the fucking decks and shit. And yeah, just like a really complex, fucking large scale, fucking challenging, fucking thing. Like, oh, this is cool. You know, if they keep this up, it's gonna like get even bigger and like more difficult from here. Like, the fucking tomb in this game could be fucking awesome. But then you'll go to like the next one. It'll just be like fucking like, hey, here's like a couple jumps you have to make and a couple traps you have to avoid, and you open a chest and fucking like, oh, a challenge tomb completed. It's like, what, dude? Like that's it? Like, it's fucking that easy? Like, it's just all over the place with that shit. So, or they fucking introduce the combat, and it seems like there's like some cool shit there where it's fucking like, oh, you know, you cover yourself in mud to fucking hide from fucking people with fucking thermal goggles and like hide on walls, and you can fucking like sit up in trees and shoot rope arrows into people and fucking hang niggers from trees. Yeah, you kill fucking five guys, and it's like, here's this combat section. It's fucking five people you have to take out, kill those five people, and then fucking send you back into a fucking city, and you fucking won't be fighting again for like 4 fucking hours. And then it's like, oh, here's like 6 people you can fight. You know what I mean? It's fucking just very fucking easy, very scripted. Then it's back to the old pinging, back to the old pings. Yeah, there was one fight that was fucking built up, like it was going to be like a big, like, you know, huge set piece moment. I mean, there's a fucking like helicopter shooting at you. Fucking Laura does like a fucking Apocalypse Now, like rising out of the water. There's fucking like fire behind her and shit. It's like, dude, finally, like this, again, I thought it was weird. It's fucking like, I feel like I'm like halfway through the game, and there's like a fucking like just going to be like a halfway point where it's like, now it's going to get like dark and fucking badass and shit. It's like, finally, the fucking Rise of the Tomb Raider, again, I guess. That was the fucking, the title of the last game was Rise of the Tomb Raider, but it's like, oh, now she's rising up, and she's gonna, it's like, cool, now it's at least they did, like, the halfway point, and it's fucking, like, now it's gonna get fucking badass. Yeah, and then, like, after that, it's, like, this completely fucking linear shooting sequence where fucking guys are, like, running on bridges. They're running towards, like, red barrels, and they'll just, like, stop and shoot you near the red barrels. You just fucking shoot the barrels. They fucking explode. And that's how you fucking you clear that level out, and you take down the helicopter, too. It's just fucking, like, just so, like, so simple. It's almost like a fucking, like, 90s, like, first-person shooter or some shit, like, scripted shit, where it's just fucking, it's like, oh, go down this fucking, like, one path and just shoot the red barrels, and that's it. That's the fucking, yeah, so it's over, like, it's like a 2-minute fucking sequence, like, really, just with, like, no, like, options to, like, do anything. It's just fucking, like, just go, just fucking shoot red barrels, and, yeah, then after that, they dump you into another fucking city, and Laura's, like, smiling, and she's fine, and you're fucking back to, like, collecting shit again. It's like, you know, again, it's like, all over the place. It's like, dude, what the fuck did I just do, and, like, why am I back doing this shit again, like, that's, yeah, that Shadow of the Tomb Raider, yeah, I hope it comes together in the end, so, yeah, don't let me down, Laura. And, yeah, another thing, too, speaking of fucking sexy Laura, I mean, you have, like, these outfit options, right? I mean, you have, like, a lot of fucking outfits you can change into, and some of them you have to craft, like, some of them they give you for playing the older games, I think, and I got some for buying, like, this, again, like, the special edition, and, yeah, some of them have gameplay benefits, you know, it's like, fucking, like, whatever, like almost like another perk that's like tied to like the outfits and shit. Some do, some don't. You can mix and match them, like mix and match like the top and the bottom, and it seems like fucking it seems like they're really focused on like dressing this fucking like bitch up, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, yeah, this fucking, that's kind of cool. And then there's this like big, they have like this big stretch in the fucking middle of the game where they force you to wear like a specific outfit to like do anything. Like nobody will talk to you at all. Like you can't like grab missions. You can't like progress in the story. It's like, no, you have to wear this one fucking outfit. That's it. You're stuck. And then like right after that, it's like, hey, you have to wear this other outfit you have to wear. So you're stuck where it's like, dude, why the fuck? Like, what is this shit? Why would you do that? Like it's a pain in the ass to get like to change or like be like stuck with the shit. And it's retarded. So there you go. It's a summary of the show. It's a pain in the ass and it's retarded. So, hopefully it gets better because, you know, time is short, my friends, and fucking Halloween's coming. I want to play some fucking bad horror games. I can't be fucking pinging around like a fucking asshole, but hey, why don't you ping on over to, www.gruntfreepress.com. Yeah, all of your questions will be answered there, like fucking, what's your email address, like, let me check here, according to my sources, it's, podcast@gruntfreepress.com, and my sources are never wrong, never, I'm Absolute Deicide, and I'm
Shadow of the Absolute Deicide. Well, I just sick and tired of talking on the phone, sitting in your room conversing on the
Awesome.